Okay, let's begin. We have the Siman Sadivav Halacha Dinei Tfilas Arvis V'Dinei Havdolah. Have to do Arvis. This is not Arvis, regular Arvis. This is the Arvis of Mitzoy Shabbos. The laws of Ma'ariv for Mitzoy Shabbos, which have its own set of rules. It's probably the most complicated Tfilah, Mitzoy Shabbos, especially if you vacillate between Ashkenaz and Svart. Ashkenaz says V'urachum, and they say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amin V'Amed in Ashkenaz. Usually they do. Some Ashkenaz shuls don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Mitzoy Shabbos only. If you daven Svard, you don't say Shir Hamalos, and you don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, no matter what. If you daven Nusach Svard. Well, Vilacha is a whole different sugya.
You say it at home, but in shul,
it depends where. It depends with shul. It depends on shul. That's something that is very.
Most Sfardim
don't say.
Do not say.
They don't.
And Ashkenaz Minyanim?
A lot of them don't. A lot of them do. Some of them
don't.
We happen to say it here.
You say it here. The young Israel say it.
It's
young
Greenberg.
He insisted. Yeah, and the young Israel of Avenue J, they say it. I think the young Israel Flopish, they say it. I think it's a German minhag to say it in shul.
But if we have a breakaway meeting tomorrow,
then you don't say it.
Really?
Do they say young Israel Flopish? Are you aware?
Not to say what?
If
Shul
says it, if most of people are out by the time.
No, Baruch Hashem, yeah.
In America, they don't say it.
They don't say Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay. Most yeshivas do not say it. Most yeshivas. All right, let's go further. Noyagim Shemarichin Tfilas Arvis, the minhag is to be Marichin Tfilas Arvis. Why? Because Tois V'Shabbos. Well, you know, the Neshamis do not go back to Gehenna until you Shabbos. Okay, we'll see some of that a little bit later on. Mamshichim B'Nigun Kedei L'Chaisim B'Chol HaKodesh Yimarich in the saying V'Hurachum U'Baruchu and in the Nigun B'Nigun Kedei L'Chaisim B'Chol HaShabbos Yimamshich. That's as far as it goes. You do a little bit later than that, then they're going to shoot you down. Yeah?
No, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because you want to be married. Let's see what it says. You want to be married, you married me, Toy Kedil Hoysif, Michal Allah Kodesh. This part of Shabbos, you want to be Moisif, the din of Toysef and Shabbos. You're supposed to be Moisif, Michal Kodesh, Michli Sase, Uvitzi, Uvitzi, Osai. So on the way out, you want to be married, so at least to show that you're being married, you have a little bit of a niggun, a little bit of a niggun when you say Vuhu Rachum. Next, Betilas Arbis, Oimim Ato, Chonantanu. What?
Did you say it the same?
No, the who by noon, you go to a Hasidic shtibel, they say, anyone want to do it?
Yes, but
right, they play with the vuhu. It's a minute, it's really done every single time. In the Litvish shuls, they don't do it. You're right, they don't do it. They just say vuhu rach,
unless because they don't know any.
They don't know how to sing. They don't know how to sing. All right, let's go first. It's the voice of Michal al Hakodesh. But Tfilas Arvis, I'm not talking about Tanu. Because we say Atochan Tanu, Vim Shach Vulei Amar Vulei Vim Nisk. So you've got to say Atochan Tanu. If Nisk Hakodesh Mishamar Es Hashem Min Habrach Baruch Ato Hashem Chonein Hadoas, then Oimer B'Mekay Moish Nisk. I say where you just say in the middle of the bracha. You don't have to go back to Ato Chonein Adam Das Mulam Nashpina. You could say before you say before Choneinu. Even before Chonein, even if you've gone a few words further, you can say wherever you want, and you just continue where you left off. Shniska. And then you say Oimer b'makom shenizkar v'Oimer v'chonenu miyitcha. Then you go back and you say v'chonenu miyitcha. V'avol imnizkar ad liach Hashem es Hashem. But what happens if you say Baruch Ato Hashem chonen hadoas or Baruch Ato Hashem goimer es habracha chonen hadoas v'einoi choizer? Why not? Back up. You'll make havdala later on halakos. V'im choyin choizer shuyavdul achar kach halakos. Rak sheyizoher meoid. You have to be extremely careful, a very powerful expression, shlo lasa shumalocha, vishlo yitim klum, not to drink even water, koidem shayav lakais before you make Abdullah lakais. Since you did not yet say atochon antanu, so it's still called Shabbos, you must make Abdullah. If you need to malocha, you need to drink water, you say baruch hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. Women do that, and who do not have a ma'ariv, and people when they did not have a ma'ariv later, whatever the situation is, you have to say Baruch Amad Ben Kodesh Lecha. But if you daven Shemona Esrei, you say Atach Hanatanu, then Atach Hanatanu serves your Havdalah, and you can do Malacha right away. Now here is a very, very, very chiddush. Not everyone knows Halacha. It's a very, very chiddush. So let's say a person forgot to say Atach Hanatanu, and then he did malacha. Now malacha is a little bit subject to debate. What kind of malacha exactly did you do? But certainly everyone agrees that you ate. If by mistake you came home, you did not say atach hanantanu, and you came home, you forgot to make havdalah, and you ate food, then you have to daven ma'ariv all over again. It's a knas that you said atach hanantanu, and you didn't, you by accident you ate food. Okay, so you made a mistake. You ate, so stop eating, make havdalah, and then continue eating. But if you did not say atach hanantanu, and you did not make havdalah, and by mistake you ate, and here it says in Kitta Shulchanorach a very big chiddush, even if you did malacha, which is subject to discussion. Maybe we'll see some of this a little later on. The masam malacha, I tam tzarch laksa ulesvalal. Period. Umi she'ein.
But if you said the baruch habavtum and
kodesh. No, then nothing.
If you said baruch habavtum, you made a mistake.
If you said Baruch HaMavdil before you ate, in other words, you forgot to say...
You didn't
say
Havdalah. You didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't daven Ma'ariv. You said Baruch HaMavdil.
Then you're okay. Then you're fine.
If you daven,
it has to be that you daven. If you did not daven Ma'ariv and you ate, then you don't have to... Anyway, you have to daven Ma'ariv. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, you have to daven Ma'ariv. But if you daven the whole Ma'ariv and you forgot, and you did not say Baruch HaMavdil, you did not say Baruch HaMavdil...
You can't say Baruch
HaMavdil. You should say it. No. It means before you wait. Right, it's not going to help. If you...
Yes, it will.
No, if you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you left out Atach Hanantanu, you're being punished.
No, it's only if you ate. It's only if you ate. Let's say you did not yet eat. If you forgot to say...
It does help.
Only if you did not say Atach Hanantanu, and you did not say Baruch HaMavdil, and you did not make Havdalah, and you ate, then you have to daven Ma'ariv all over again. That's the halacha.
If it's past the time,
yeah.
Shabbos is really open, but you didn't daven Ma'ariv. Can you say Baruch HaMavdil before
Ma'ariv? Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. What do women do all the time? What do people do, let's say, Purim, night of Purim? What do people do the night of Tisha B'Av, Mitzvah Shabbos? Many people do daven Ma'ariv later. So they say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Luchal. They do Malacha. They get into their car. They get make all the preparations. And then they come to Shul. They do Malacha. All you need to do is make sure the Zman is over. You have to make sure that you pass the Zman. It's 50 minutes. And then you say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Luchal. You're set to go. You can do malacha, and if you don't say Baruch HaMadim and Kodesh Lechol, then the best thing is really to say Atach Hanantanu in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That is the equivalent of saying Baruch HaMadim and Kodesh Lechol.
You can't daven Ma'ariv earlier.
You can daven after Plag HaMincha. You can already daven Ma'ariv, and you can say Atach Hanantanu, and you can say Atach Hanantanu in Ma'ariv as well. You just can't do malacha until the Zman comes. If you have to go to the airport, you have to go to the airport Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a very, very big rush. You can daven Ma'ariv already Plag HaMincha, which was an hour and 15 minutes. Hour and 15 minutes shows Zmanios before sunset. So when people are not even yet sat down to Shalosh Shudas, some people have not even davened Mincha already, you're already davening Ma'ariv. You can daven Ma'ariv an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you daven Ma'ariv, and you say Atach Hanantanu. Can you do Malacha? No. When can you do Malacha? Until, let's say, America, 50 minutes after sunset. 50 minutes, you don't have to do anything. 50 minutes after sunset, immediately, without doing anything, you can do Malacha. Because you already said Atach Hanantanu after Plag HaMincha, and now the Zman has come, so your Atach Hanantanu is triggered the very first moment when Shabbos is over. There's one very dangerous thing about doing that. When you do that, you lose out Tais v'Shabbos. If you use David Mar before Tzeisak HaChavim, and you say in your Ma'ariv Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Luchol, and you say Atach Hanantanu, then you've denied yourself the ability to be Mekayim the mitzvah derites of Tosef HaShabbos. Because you daven Ma'ariv and you say Atach Hanantanu. That Atach Hanantanu will be triggered the very first moment it becomes dark.
Okay.
Right, but there's a better solution to it, because people make a mistake. They think the calendar says Shabbos is about 9:03. That means you're davening Ma'ariv 9:03. It means
no.
Shabbos is over 9:03.
People know that.
You wait till no, they don't.
Shuls know that. They always daven a couple.
In the young years of Avenue J, we start on the calendar. Ma'ariv is 9 o'clock. Shabbos ends 9:03. 9:03. Why is there a 3-minute difference between Ma'ariv? Why can we daven Ma'ariv? Let's say Shabbos over 9 o'clock. So why I have J did we not daven Ma'ariv 10 minutes to nine? It takes at least 10 minutes to daven Ma'ariv. Even the fastest Baal Tefila.
Someone will think, oh, it's after Shabbos.
No. Not necessarily. So daven 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Why? No, that's not the reason why. It's because Tais for Shabbos. Because you want it.
The Zvan is 9:03. You wait till 9:04. You already have a minute Tais for
exactly. So you have to give 3 minutes from the time you say Vurachim until you get up to Shon Esher Atochanantanu. Even the fastest Baal Tefila is not going to make it to Atochanantanu within 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. So that way, at least you hop around at least 60 seconds of Tais for Shabbos. So Shabbos over at 9 o'clock, because we're assuming we're working with the principle. You have to have some guideline, some cutoff point where Rav Moshe says 50 minutes is the Raisa. So Shabbos is over the Raisa 50 minutes. So you want to chop around at least 30 seconds of Tais for Shabbos. So you have to, when does Shabbos come to an end? When you say Atochan Antanu. So if you're going to Daven Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, you're not going to get up until Atochan Antanu at least 9:03 and 30 seconds. So you at least have...
Yeah.
What? They want to wait 72 minutes. The Chayesh, they want to wait 72 minutes. The Bnei Torah, they wait 60 minutes, 72 minutes, 90 minutes. These are chumras. Mm-hmm. These are chumras. Many of the Bnei Torah, they will not do malach in less than 60 minutes.
My mother was nifter on Shabbos afternoon.
Yeah.
I was told.
You want to rush. Oh, right, very good. There's nothing.
I wouldn't have to, so
right, let's say a person is an owner. It's Nogel Achalamaisa. A person is an owner. Let's say a person, a relative died on Friday, and they're not able to do any of the preparations for the funeral until after Shabbos. So there's no aninus on Shabbos. Shabbos is Mavatal the Havelah. So you do everything, you daven everything on Shabbos. If you're going to daven Ma'ariv, you're going to wait until Shabbos is over, then your person is an owner. You can't daven Ma'ariv anymore. So there are but I'm telling the person, you should daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, because after Plaga Mincha it's still Shabbos, there's no Aninus. You're allowed to daven, and you're allowed to daven, you could daven.
It can't be an Oinin?
No, Shabbos completely suspends all Avelos. No. You go to Shul, you could even say Kaddish. In that particular situation, when the person died, the person's not buried yet, you can say Kaddish on Shabbos itself.
And she climbed.
Yeah, had that child. They told her, remember, he told me. So there are different Rabbanim. There's a Machlekes HaPoiskim. Some say you don't, some say you do. It appears more what I've seen lately is everyone is saying to do. And then there was the Balabas, my father Shulhit, and my father told him exactly the situation. He told him to say Kaddish. He was very disturbed. He was very shocked. How can I be saying Kaddish when the Levaya didn't happen yet? He says, no, that's what you do. And he did it, and he felt very good. My father, later on, he told my father, Yitaka felt very good. He gave him a chiyas on Shabbos because it's such a disturbing thing.
Say Kaddish.
I had this. My father was, my mother was, I don't remember exactly, but my father's, I had the same Shiloh. And I already knew from my father. It wasn't a game because I didn't go to shul. I was in a situation where there was nowhere to daven. I was in the hospital. But my brother, I don't know what was my, it was over Yom Tov. I don't remember. My brother told me that in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Eretz Yisrael. And they told him there, Chiluki Deis, some do, some don't, do whatever you want to do. And he did. I remember this from years ago also.
It was already later.
I don't remember the Pratim, but this is an old Shiloh. It used to be years ago, people probably, the trend was not to say Kaddish, and there's no question that today the trend is to say Kaddish. Everything in Halacha is Machlekes.
You don't lose.
So when other people, some of them feel good, they feel like they're doing something. It's a nechama for them. It's a nechama for them. On the other hand, probably years ago, things were more. Baruch Hashem, today, society is very, very strong, and everything is mesuder to some degree. So people are not in a panic. Years ago, people were much more. There's a panic. What are we going to do with Shabbos? How are we going to make all the arrangements? Person's not in the frame of mind. And you're going to tell them, you have to say Kaddish. The last thing they want to hear. They're already so distraught, they're so nervous, they're so unsettled. You're going to kill them. Oh, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. You can drive someone crazy. You have to be very careful. Everyone is different. Okay, let's go first. We have over here this halacha, you can daven marv after plaga mincha, even though Shabbos, it's still Shabbos, and when you say atoch anantanu, that is a very big problem, because by saying atoch anantanu, you are now setting yourself up for the impossibility of being mekayim in the midst of Taisa Shabbos. So what is your solution, Rav Meir? What are you thinking? Simple. Beat the system. Daven Ma'ariv before Shabbos over. And don't say Atoch Anantanu. You're right, you have to run to the airport.
You can't eat until you...
So you'll say Baruch HaMavdiyo. Look at this. I'll give you a very simple solution.
Don't die.
Okay, but you don't want that because you're going to be in a big rush. You're going to the airport, you won't get out of your way. You're going to the airport, Mitzvah Shabbos, you have a flight to catch, you got to be out of the house the second Shabbos is over. The taxi is going to be there, whatever it is, you got to go. So, or I can die my later, I have no Yishuv Hadas. The moment I get into the taxi until I go to everything in the air, no, it's, so what? I'll daven ma'ariv Shabbos. I'm by Shal Neshulus. I'll daven ma'ariv. Oh, I'm tzatuch anantanu. I never, my whole life, missed Tais for Shabbos. My whole life. You're going to tell me now the first time because I have to go catch a flight, I'm going to miss Tais for Shabbos? This Shlomo son always missed Tais for Shabbos. All right, but I don't want to miss one time in my life. I'm going to say tzatuch anantanu now by ma'ariv. I lose out. Solution. So daven ma'ariv and don't say tzatuch anantanu. And later when you're in the year. Then when Shabbos is over, before you get into the taxi, you'll say Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kol Shlichot. That's also not right, because that's not the Nusach HaTzvilah. Chazal were masaking that when you daven Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos, you're supposed to say Atoch Anantanu. You have no right to say, oh, I know better, I have a different situation, so I'm not going to say Atoch Anantanu. The Ma'ariv form Mitzvah Shabbos demands an Atoch Anantanu. Technically, when you say Atoch Anantanu, you can't do Molochah, because it's not yet, you can daven Ma'ariv early. But you can't do Molochah because it's not yet Seisak Lechavim, it's not yet stars. But you can't go deviate from what the Nusach HaTzvil is in Mitzvah Shabbos. It's like, that's the script, exactly. So you're really in a no-win situation. So not everything in life is perfect. Not everything turns out the way you want. You have to make the best out of a difficult situation. So that's also the issue we're dealing with Avelis. Avelis is you're going to be saying Atoch Anantanu, you're going to cut yourself off to Shabbos. And again, this explains why in shuls it's very important. It's very important. Again, not everyone lives in Brooklyn where the daven ma'ariv very late. You go out of town and people have different priorities and different needs, and you want to daven ma'ariv mitzvah Shabbos early. Why not? You need to daven ma'ariv mitzvah. People, it's very hard to get a minyan. They come over for mincha, so stick around for a little shalosh shuras, and we'll daven ma'ariv. What's the terrible thing? It's not a terrible thing, but you have to realize by doing that, you're losing out. You have to weigh the situation to lose out tois v'Shabbos, and that's why many shuls today they're going to daven bedafka late. No one's davening. You don't find them here in this community people davening ma'ariv early, because by davening ma'ariv early, you're going to lose out on Tais v'Shabbos. Even young Israel, they daven as close as possible. There's a 3 minutes. 3 minutes before Shabbos, because you're not going to get from Bahu Rachim until Atoch Anantanu, until you get to what?
Here they have a 7 minute window.
7 minute window.
Up to 7 minutes. Rounded to the nearest 5 minutes.
Seven. So they start Bahu Rachim, you get to Atoch Anantanu with 7 minutes? That's a long marif. Okay, it's doable.
But they allow you to start davening 7 minutes.
It's doable. It definitely takes 7 minutes. If you daven normally, it definitely takes more than 7 minutes to get from Bahu Rachim.
Until it's exactly 8 minutes.
That ma'ariv.
8 minutes.
With the Shema, before the Zman. Before the Zman. So what are they, but that's
the Rav is
there,
so it's probably
until they get to Atoch Anantanu. If you say Baruch Hashem li Olam, Amen vi Amen slowly, that alone takes 8 minutes. When was the last time you went to a shul where they said Baruch Hashem li Olam?
Israel takes a long time.
Where were you in the last time when they said Baruch Hashem li Olam? I'd always told you this article in the magazine where the Guinness Book of World Records of the fastest number of words you can say in whatever the statistics are. It's in the Guinness Book. You can look it up in the Guinness Book of World Records. So just take out a sitter and count the words there are in Shemona Esrei, and go to the shul and see the average time it takes to say Shemona Esrei, the solid Shemona Esrei, the number of words. And guess what? Every single one of us is breaking the Guinness Book of World Records for the number of words you say per minute. It's a fact. It's a shocking, very unsettling fact. And certainly, for who Rachum? For who Rachum? Ooh, that's a big one. Baruch, you told me for Hel Shacht, he does, only says one section because he can't keep up with the minion, right?
Monday, Thursday.
Where do you go to a shul where they say Baruch and they give you enough time to say Baruch mila b'mila? I've never come, never. Yeah. Not even in yeshiva.
I used to ask when I was a kid. I used to watch him.
Yeah.
With precious life. Rav Moshe klapped the tish for the chassid to say Hashem okay.
He was a mint, he wasn't.
I said, Malor, tish. I said, by Gol Yisrael, he was always up to everybody.
Catched up.
He must have hit something in between.
The danger zones are Emes V'Yatziv until Gol Yisrael. Some reason everyone, full speed head after Hashem Okechem Emes. True? Okay, Vuhu Racham on Thursday, Baruch Hashem Li Olam, that's the worst. That is the worst.
You have to say the words by Shema, but no one says you have to say all the words. You don't have to hear
every other word.
What about Baruch Shmei? What about Baruch Shmei? That Baruch Shmei. Anyone ever say all the words in Baruch Shmei? You have to say every single word? They get to go in the shuls where they sing. It's nice, beautiful tefillah. So in the shuls where they sing, it's very nice. They sing on Shabbos. They have an opportunity to say all the words.
You look in the halacha of Baruch Shemir Shemay. It says if you don't get a chance to say the whole,
say it later on.
Put back the say, but of course you got to say it.
But unfortunately, we live in a world where we're in a rush. Okay, let's go further. This halacha. So chonin hadas le'ena choyzev shabiyu yav lacha kach la'koyz v'ach shi'izom lo'ish lasas shem malacha v'shlo yitam klum koydim shi'yav l'malakoyz v'im asa malacha itam tzoch lachsa ula his spalel. You have to daven again. Mish ein lo'ikoyz l'hav v'lov v'shachach v'loy ma'atoch anantanu yesh lo'y dinim achedim, which we'll learn later on, which you say baruch Hashem li'olam, you say baruch amav l'ben kosh l'chol. Now what kind of malacha do you have to do? So this is machlokes la'poskim. If I'm not mistaken, so the Pisket Shuvis, he says only a very significant type of malacha. In other words, you turn on the lights, you flip on the lights. That does not require you to daven over the Shmon Esrei. I think it could happen often. You come from shul, you forgot to say Atochal Antanu, and you didn't say Baruch HaMav Ben Kodesh L'chol. You walk into your home and you flip on the lights. Based on what we just said, you have to daven over Shmon Esrei. So it appears it's not the minhag. The minhag is you have to do something, a malacha d'oraisa. Well, turning on the lights, if it's incandescent bulb, that can be a malacha d'oraisa, but it has to be something that is significant. What we consider significant, to cook, to wash laundry, to do laundry, something which there's yegia, that time of malacha would already require us to daven over the Shemon Esrei. But doing a malacha that does not require yegia, the minig is not to daven over the entire Shemon Esrei. But eating, that automatically is significant. You put something
writing
in your mouth. Writing could be this. I vaguely remember when going through the sugya, the what kind of malacha. It's a very bizarre thing because you never have this in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos doesn't matter what you, it's not like a reform concept. Whatever is effort, that I can't do on Shabbos. To sit home and turn on the lights and watch television, this is Menucha Shabbos. This is what it sounds like. But yet, that principle is really being applied Mitzvah Shabbos when we're going to put upon you a knas to daven over the Shemona Esrei. It's a very interesting idea. Okay, let's see over here on the bottom. The bottom we have here a Shemona Halacha Ois Aleph. Aisalaf Shemarichin Tfilas Arif Ain Lael Bidine Bein Hashmoshes Vain Beshut Rivam Rabbi Beinu Steinbach, I'm not sure who this is. The Tzarech Lahamdim in Mitzvah Shabbos Ad Shia Shemaim Molek Echavim Uvazay Yotzel Chodes. You have to wait until the Shemaim is full of stars, really three medium stars. The Ain, what? Molek Okay, this already has been established that we wait. Rav Moshe says you should wait 50 minutes for a deraisa and 41 minutes for a derabanan. In Europe, it was accepted Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. We live in a different part of the world. though different longitude. And Rav Moshe said the equivalent is not necessary to wait more than 50 minutes. Latitude? Not necessary to wait more than 50 minutes. Many B'nai Torah Machmir, they wait 72 minutes or 60 minutes, but Nikra, then you only need to wait 50 minutes. The halacha base that he's heard it. What he was here, Aaron Roosevelt, he said that when you go on a tzolah call, so they say Baruch HaMavdil immediately, if you can, not hard, because there are opinions that say that Bein Hashmoshes comes to an end, even 13 minutes, like that the Gra, right after, even Chutzir, it's 13 minutes after sunset, it's already Vaday Laila. So what do you have to lose if you say Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh L'chol, according to some opinions, it's already after Shabbos.
Then after sunset,
after sunset, because soon you say Baruch HaMavdil, Baruch HaMavdil is the first moment that Shabbos can be over, it is over. So in this instance, if you want to minimize Chil Shabbos, you want Shabbos to be over as soon as possible. But Shabbos is not over until you actually say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Chol. Now, by the way, there's no Chiyuv Karban. If there was a base Hamiglish and a person by mistake did Melacha when Shabbos is already over and he did not yet say Baruch HaMavdil, it's not Chayiv Karban Chatos. The Chiyuv Karban Chatos is only when it's Mam Shabbos for real. Once the Zman has already passed, it's after 50 minutes, let's say L'chode, it's after 50 minutes past sunset, it's Vaday Shabbos is 100% over, but you have not yet said Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, in order that you can personally have a fulfillment of Tosefta Shabbos. But let's say now by mistake you do Melacha, you turn on the lights, you write something, you wash your clothing, are you Chayiv, there was a base Hamidosh Ben Karban Chatos? Absolutely not. There's a difference between the violation of Deraisa and Taisa Shabbos. Taisa Shabbos is something personal, but the Chiv Kara Karbon has to be. Be'ash was you also would be Chayiv Karban Chatos because there's just Saviyam Savilayla. So even that you would be Chayiv Karban Chatos. But it goes to take a step backwards. If a person does Melacha Ben Hashmoshos, it's Taisa Shabbos. So it's Shabbos, because I am still accepting it Shabbos, even though it might possibly be Chol, I'm accepting this period to be Tais for Shabbos. So maybe I should become Chayiv Karban Chatos? No, you're not. You're not Chayiv Karban Chatos because it's only Chayiv when in Zman it's Vaday Shabbos. Once in Zman it's not Vaday Shabbos, even though personally you have accepted to be Shabbos, there is no Chayiv Karban Chatos. Halacha base. Li'achar Shmoyne Eshrei Oymim Chatzi Kaddish. Achar Kach Oymim Vihi Noyan. Lefi Shu Mizmar Shal Brocha Shaboy Berach Moshe Etzishol B'shosh Shei Simui Melechas HaMishkan. V'yesh. So here too we've concluded the Melechas HaMishkan Shabbos. Just like when the Jewish people they finished building, doing something holy, they've succeeded in doing something holy, so too we have succeeded in observing and accomplishing something holy by observing the Shabbos. Now that's a very big chiddush, because most people tell us the reason why you say V'hinoyam is for the future. Here's the lumnus. Do you say V'hinoyam is because it's going backwards on Shabbos, or is V'hinoyam a preparation for the future? L'may nafkamina, a week in which Yom Tov is Chal. Let's say Pesach falls out on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but not Shabbos. Do you say V'hinoyam? No. Why not? Because it's not a work week. And it's not the only time you say V'hinoyam. What's V'hinoyam? Hashem l'kinim anu. Hashem should establish. You are mispalo that Hashem should allow us to succeed in our ma'aseh yodeinu, in our actions. A week in which a Yom Tov is Chal is not a full work week. If Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Sukkot, Ischal, in the middle of the week, we don't have a full work week of 6 days. So we're not going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant us success in our labor, because this week we're off. This week we're off from work. Even though we're off from work only 1 or 2 days, whatever it is, being that it's not a full work week, we do not say V'hinoam. But that's only true if V'hinoam is said for the future, what's coming ahead. But if V'hinoam is said for the past, it shouldn't make a difference. It should not make a difference. Even if this week is Yom Tov, you would still say V'hinoam. So he talks about that. But here he says over here, V'yesh Lamo, here he says simply, Shabo Berach Moshe Es Yisrael B'shosh Simu Melechas HaMishkan. Similarly, here he's saying that it's going back on the past of building the Mishkan. We have accomplished the building of the world. We have concluded the creation of the world. That's what we've done. And the world was created not in 6 days, in 7 days. What did Hashem create on day 7? Hashem created the concept of Menucha. Who is the builder? Who is the architect of Menucha? We're partners. Hashem did his part, and we by resting, we are shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the concept of Menucha. Menucha is the seventh component, is the component for Shabbos on the seventh day. So we are partners. We concluded Melechas HaMishkan. We say V'Yinoyam. V'yesh lo'omrei mu'umot. V'Yinoyam should be said standing. V'Nehagim lichbol as a pasuk achron Orech Yamim. The last pasuk is repeated twice. Orech Yamim as b'yeh v'arei v'shu'osi. Orech Yamim as b'yeh v'shu'osi. Ach kach oimim v'ato kodosh. The reason why you say it twice is because you want to show it's the end. Whenever you want to, so this is the break, this is the end. Like you say in the Oz Yosher, Hashem yiloch lilam v'ed, Hashem yiloch lilam v'ed. That is the end of the shiur. Every you want to make a break point, this is the Gemar. The Gemar is always repeated in the Havhal. You say, Hoidu Lashem, at the end of Havhal, what do you say? Hoidu Lashem, Kitov, Ki, Lilam, Chasto. You repeat it twice. Kol Hashem, Tahal, Loka. Anytime you come to the end of something, you repeat it twice. So in other words, this Vihi Noyam, it's a very beautiful idea. The reason why you're repeating it is because it's really the end of Shabbos. Vihi Noyam is your way of being Messiah, and you make Havdolah. Havdolah is a total cutoff. It's your separation. But before you come to the separation, I want to conclude my Shabbos Kodesh with a Mizmor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Tefillah. V'hinoyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have satisfaction from my Maaseh Yodeinu. What is my Maaseh Yodeinu? Menucha. My rest. My rest is my ultimate Maaseh Yodeinu. So it is an expression of Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the conclusion of Shabbos. We repeat the last word when you hear someone screaming, that's a very intense moment. That's a very holy moment because that really is the end of Shabbos. That's the end of Shabbos. And when you make Havdalah, Havdalah is an afterthought. Havdalah is just, you know, to cut the two off, but this is the Gemara of the sanctity of Shabbos. Okay, then you say V'yato Kodesh. The Seder, you say V'yato, this is an addition that's put into the Tzilah, V'yato Kodesh, the Seder Kedusha, Shashayach L'Vinoyam. It's also one Seder Yinoyam, so then you say V'yato Kodesh. She'ayidei Melech HaMishkan, Sharis HaShchina B'Shot, through the Melech HaMishkan, so the Shechina came down. The reason why we're saying V'yato Kodesh, because you're being Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, we're bringing the Kedusha into this world. That's only brought, we're only going to say the secondary to V'Yinoyam. It's not that we say V'Yinoyam, we say V'yato Kodesh. We say V'Yinoyam. And then when we say V'Yinoyam, the male wants to say V'Yinoyam, so now you have to also say V'Yato Kodesh. The V'Yato Kodesh is only brought in secondary to V'Yinoyam. V'Zehu V'Yato Kodesh, Yoshev Tadishol, V'Imchal, period. Now V'Imchal, Yom Tov, B'Shua, Shabbat. Let's say Yom Tov is going to fall out in the coming week. Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos. Ein Oim V'Yinoyam. Gam and Mamelu once you don't say V'Yinoyam, the Gam V'Yato Kodosh. Tekevon Shoim and V'Yinoyam. What's the reason? We say V'Yinoyam. Masa Yodenu Konenehu. May it be established. May our actions be established. Sarach Shayu Kol Sheshes Yomim Roy L'Malacha. We have this now introducing to us the secondary reason why we say V'Yinoyam in order to the Tzvila for the future week that our business should be successful. V'kevon she'ein loymar v'yinoyam gam v'yata kodosh ein oimim d'shaychi l'hadad v'lach v'yinoyam v'yata kodosh oimim kadish sholem. Now you say kadish sholem, which includes tiskabel tzeloi soin v'yach ha'kach oimim v'yitim l'cho. Then you say v'yilcho v'chol ze harichos shemarichim l'ach ha'tfil tzarvitz v'yim se shabbos v'kadei sheyishu yishol b'shabbos Behashlamas Sidrayam Kedel, in order that we should remain in our completion, Kedela Harich Lirishoyim Milach Zor Ligehenim, Kimamtinim Lohem, we wait for them, Ache Yashlimu Kinesio Hachroino Shabishol Es Sidrayam. We wait for them until the last group of Klal Yisrael finishes saying Mitzvah Shabbos. Now that's what it says here in the Kitzur. So the Kitzur now, there are a few just very interesting points. Number one, the Kitzur now says you must say V'Yinoyam in Shul. That's probably where it comes from. Well, many things that we do in shuls come from the Kitzur Narach, and that's what it says. You say V'Yidilcha. Many shuls, I don't know why they don't say V'Yidilcha. People are just not interested. They don't say V'Yidilcha. They're out the door. The next thing he mentions over here, just to summarize, the two didim in the Hinoyam. It's looking back in the past, and it looks forward to the future. Other din he Kiddush says is that the Ata Kadosh is only tafel to the Hinoyam. Once Hashem has satisfaction, the Shechina comes. And the Shechina is here, the way we welcome the Shechina is with the Ata Kadosh. Okay, the, we repeat the second pasuk because that's the gemar of the kedusha of Shabbos. And the next thing, the last thing over here is that Gehenim. The reason why we say v'itin l'chan, all these other things, we want to be ma'arich and tefillah in order to delay the restarting of Gehenim. Okay, they, I don't know if this is true, if this is a joke, but they say that that if a person chas v'shalom has to go to Gehenim, achamei v'esrim, when does the Gehenim start? So the person in his own lifetime is deciding when it starts. A person goes to an early minyan, that means in the next world, chas shalom, they say, buddy, your time is up. Get out of Gan Eden, now it's time to go back. What do you mean? 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam. I have still more time. Sorry, you always daven at the early minyan. But if a person goes from Seir Shabbos to the late minyan and he waits 72 minutes, 90 minutes, then he's not going to get started. And there's a very big advantage, because when you go late, you don't want to get a front row seat. If you're from the last ones to go to Gehenna, it's already in the back, it's already cooled off. And also, do we understand what we would give just to avoid even 1 minute of Gehenna? Do we have any clue that Tsar, even 1 minute is worth, it's worth Olamas? So this is not something that we should take lightly. It's not what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said. This is what I told you is what the Olam says. The Olam says is, it's a personal matter. If you're confident that you're not going to Gehenna, so you can daven at the early minyan. If you're not so confident than you want, then you're really preparing for yourself. The Kitzur doesn't say that. The Kitzur says that they wait in Gehenna until the whole Klal Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael, there's a deadline, you can wait another whole day, and then there's there was the latecomers, people that make Havdalah first on Tuesday. So by the time Gehenna starts up, it's not going to be until the beginning of Wednesday. What? A stampede to get in. Just like Mitzvah Shabbos, there's a stampede to get out. Where are they all running out? This can be a kitrug. It's a stampede to get in. It's tazeh lumazeh. All right, well, yeah.
If you don't go to shul, you say,
yes, of course. You say yes, absolutely. You say it at home. If you don't go to shul, you say it privately. You say everything at home privately. You say it.
You
know, you say it at home also. And you can say, if you don't say the only b'chum, also, by the way, the Farshim said, even those who don't say v'yitin l'cha in shul have to say it at home. The only difference is, do you say it b'tzibur?
Yeah, but the lady at home, you can say it much later.
You should say it. It should be said in the brachas. So these are the greatest brachas of the whole time. If only we knew what brachas come by saying v'yitin l'cha, people would say it with such kavana, with such fervor, to be zeichet to the brachas, that the coming week should be full of bracha. Unfortunately, we don't appreciate how great these things are. Okay, then we have one. Sh'adim mitzinim halacha, we shall wait until tomorrow. We'll stop over here for now.